How good is the school in my neighborhood? Raw test scores can't give you the full picture and the answer to that question. That's why Bridge Magazine created a ranking that takes into account not only grade-level test results, but also student income. And for this year's academic state champs, 73 of Michigan's 507 school districts have earned top marks. Mike Wilkinson is the head data cruncher for Bridge. Mike, why do these rankings tell us a lot more than just looking at raw test scores?
What we have become used to is just looking, like you said, at raw test scores. And what they don't give you is what goes into the student. You know, should we be comparing a Birmingham to a Garden City or an Allen Park, or should we be comparing it to Bloomfield, which I think a lot of people intuitively know. The studies have shown repeatedly that there's this unfortunate correlation between the rates of poverty of the students and their lack of academic success. And so what we do is we try to look at where you can see those relationships and predict, here's where a school should see its scores, and then here's where it's actually scoring.
So you're measuring the difference between actual achievement and expected achievement.
Correct.
Well, your story in today's Bridge talks about what you call small triumphs in unlikely places. Tell us more what you mean by that.
Well, when you looked at raw numbers, you would see the richest schools at the top. Mm. But what we've done with this analysis, we've looked a little beyond that. And then, you know, one of the number one schools was Ashley Community Schools, a district I'd never heard of, which is halfway between Mount Pleasant and Lansing. 300 kids, you know, 20, 25 kids in a class. But more than 80% of the kids are eligible for a subsidized lunch. And their scores, if you looked at what that type of school district would do, routinely you would see much worse scores. And they've succeeded against the obstacles that poverty has just traditionally put in front of students.
And do we have a sense why? Why is it that some of these schools that you would expect to have lower scores actually are in this overachieving, really doing well? What do we think is the secret sauce?
Well, it's going to be different for different settings. I know in Ashley, Ron French, a colleague of mine, found that, you know, it's a family atmosphere. Everyone seems to know everybody. You know, that level of poverty in an urban setting, you're going to have a very transient population, people who are going to be coming and going. At Ashley, you know, these are people who are rooted to the community. They are there long term. They get to know the teachers. I think there's a reference in the story that by the time the high school seniors graduate, they've had some of the teachers 12 times for different subjects. So there's relationships there that get built over long periods of time. And I would presume that that comes with expectations.
Again, so this really sets the kind of the preconceptions on their ear. Mm-hmm. When you look
Absolutely.
At it this way. What do you think were the biggest surprises as you look at the big picture as far as when we look at these 73 Michigan school districts and you break down these results, success stories, surprises, what struck you?
Well, a couple things. There are some bigger districts that did really well. And quite often when you have a large student population and you've got so many tests, it is mathematically somewhat difficult to move the needle, so to speak. But you have the Ann Arbor schools just do outstanding. Almost every one of their elementary schools, which we'll find next week, are exceeding expectations. You also see it in Dearborn. The Dearborn public schools are doing just a fantastic job on our scale. And some of the charter schools, Star International Academy in Dearborn, is doing very well. So we are seeing some repeat winners from years mm-hmm. past. But one thing that did surprise me was places like Ashley on some places around the state that they might be more rural, they're still impoverished, and they're succeeding. And I think the secret sauce that you talk about, we got to figure out what that is, because some people are overcoming the hurdles that poverty puts in front of them, and some are not. But more importantly, I think, when you look at how we're doing it this year, looking at schools, rather than just kind of dismiss what's happening in Flint or Saginaw or Detroit, we can go down a little deeper and see that there are still successes. There are some really good schools in Saginaw. There are some really good schools in Detroit. Grand Rapids has some schools at both. It's like a barbell. It has schools at both ends of the spectrum. And I think that's where we should be going to find out, you know, what are they doing right, where populations that are quite similar, some are succeeding and some are not.
And next week you're going to release your first state champs rankings of the individual schools so
Correct.
People can glean even more information. Mike Wilkinson's piece on Michigan's overachieving school districts and all kinds of links to help explain the academic state champs for 2015, great detail can be found at bridgemi.com. Mike, always good to talk with you.
Thank you very much.